This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is getting involved in the case of a black man who died last year after being restrained by Aurora police. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Polis says he instructed his legal counsel to examine the case of Elijah McClain and recommend next steps. Officers stopped McClain while he was walking home from a store last summer. McClain didn't have a weapon and had not been accused of any crime, but officers put him in a stranglehold. Then EMTs injected him with a sedative before he died at the hospital. A review board cleared the officers involved of any wrongdoing, but the case has gained national attention in the wake of George Floyd's killing. Members of the Aurora City Council have also called for an independent investigation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver police seized more than 2,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a truck during a traffic stop earlier this week. Officials say the packaged fireworks were commercial grade, with local and federal rules deeming the load as hazardous waste when not stored properly. Police say the suspect also distributed fireworks out of his home. He was ticketed and his truck was impounded. RTD commuter rail line from Denver to North Glen and Thornton debuts September 21st. The inline has been delayed for years. 90 degrees, partly cloudy in Denver. It is 97 and sunny in Grand Junction, 94 sunny for Pueblo. 79, partly cloudy in Vail, 77 thunderstorms in Colorado Springs. This is CPR.